That's if we can, we'll move on then to the report of the Talent Task Force. Becky?
Yes, thank you, Chair. The Talent Task Force has one meeting on the 12th of January this year. We discussed about three specific projects, that is A to C, raised by government departments, and then we took a slightly more proactive approach in B, that is looking at the action areas also. For the project on the open space and hypothyroid terminus halfway road, members generally like the overall design concept, but have also given specific comments on adopting a barrier-free design, introducing active use of the lawn area, the design of the covered exhibition area, arrangement of hedges, and landscape treatment of the podium patch. A note is that members would like to see an integrated plan with better public transportation so that the area will not become the private gardens of nearby residents only. Then for the project on the construction of a two-story building for the Harbor Patrol section of Marine Department, this has been discussed by HEC subcommittee before with concerns over four areas, that is land requirements, site selection, measures to mitigate development impact, and to enhance harborfront environment. After deliberation, members still have serious concerns about the site selection and land requirements. I think it's fair to say that many measures were proposed to mitigate the development impact, but the overriding concerns over site selection and land requirements remain. Then to the Li Yu Moon Waterfront Enhancement Project, a very detailed question-answer response table has been provided to the task force, which I think has been very helpful. The meeting then deliberated in detail, I think, particularly on the water quality and sewage-related issues, and then the specific of works and cost benefits in particular. The task force at the end was of the view that the enhancement of the Li-Yu-Moon area was supported unanimously, but the Li-Yu-Moon waterfront enhancement project should be implemented as an overall upgrading work of the entire area. So the task force would like to have more project details in due course. In particular, we would like the DPD to brief the task force on the long-term sewage improvement measures. And because of the time constraint, there are some outstanding queries that the departments will have to come back, in particular, on the very clear location raised by four, the squatter areas raised by Peter, the degree of local participation raised by Amandy Peter and Paul, and also traffic problems that would have to be addressed. Then finally, to the action areas proposal, some members believe that the long-term strategies for some action areas might need to be reviewed. I'm not sure whether this is best dealt with at the task force level or the commission level, perhaps the latter, because these are long-term strategies. And then for the action areas, we want to have progress updates on the quick win proposals of three action areas in particular under our remit, that is Q1, Q-Sultural East, and Hong Kong East. More action areas actually have been suggested by email later on, but these three have been agreed in meetings, so I think that we shall focus on these three action areas first, and I'll miss anything. That's the end of my report, but before I turn, I actually see that Paul has some recent comments that he's not here, but I'd just like to respond to that first. In response to the Talent Task Force report on the open space in agriculture, that's a prime priority should be given to marine supporting users of land along the sheltered water. I recall that the Paul has raised this point, but for this particular item that is on the open space in agriculture, I cannot recall other members have raised this. In general, it seems that members consider the provision of open space to the general public in Western Harbour is welcome. It's a valid point that we should support marine supporting users, but it is in terms of the overview of the entire harbour, that is Victoria Harbour as a working harbour, and not that every piece of land has to justify for the marine supporting users. So I think that's all for my report. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Any questions, any points people want to raise on Becky's report? Thank you.
I think just to carry on the point about water tank users, of course, this has been discussed informally, I think, by members of the Council and Task Force. One of the interesting aspects of this is that as port and working frontages really move to the Western Harbour, we do obviously need to upgrade the use of opportunities, and this is easier said than done. I do respect the support and understanding of the department in that, and I think it's very good that we're able to move ahead and see opportunities as well as the problems that we have to overcome. I'd just like to make another point about Le Moon. I don't think there really was overwhelming support for the waterfront enhancement project at all. Myself, and I think quite a few others feel that we do need a proper and more comprehensive approach. We're spending $195 million, which I think is a budget for this so-called enhancement scheme, which seems to be very minor landscape works and various lookout points, is, I think, going off on a completely wrong track. And I think we need to be really going back to the first place and looking at how we can really enhance the area as a whole. And I think it's something that both of the task force would like to explore a little bit more in detail. So it's
thank you, Chair. I just want to clarify a little bit, you know, in terms, especially you've seen the written report, okay? Basically, the task force was unanimously supporting the view that the Le Moon area needs enhancement. But for the Le Moon Water Enhancement Project, they are of the view, as Peter said, that it should be integrated with the entire upgrading of the area. So that's some clarification. Thanks.
And I think it was agreed that if the scheme should proceed as a first phase,
yeah,
with the sewage and the rest to follow. Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to add that, you know, I think it has been quite a strong view that the sewage problem really has to be dealt with in the long term, and that's not sufficient details provided to the task force that is last meeting, so that, you know, we need to come back with more details and to look at it. So sewage problem remains, but we see that EPD has been dealing with it in the long term, and we would like to see more details about that in the future.